You've probably heard about this work-life or work-marriage balance, and I was thinking, I'm not sure that's possible. It certainly takes work, and we want to help you today here at Intentional Living to move in that direction. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Welcome to Intentional Living, and this program is pre-recorded because the program that we're sharing really has some of the best comments and calls that I think you'll find on this topic of this what's so-called balance. And the reason I say it's impossible, or at least let me say difficult, is because there are times when all of a sudden your work needs more attention, and there are times when your marriage needs more attention, and maybe you can balance that, but what do you do when they both need attention? Things at work are stressed out, and things in your marriage are stressed out, and you're trying to find not only a balance, but just survival. And so today, I'll tell you what I'd love to hear, because I want your comments. We need your participation. What one thing are you doing, maybe one thing that's helped you to develop more of a healthy balance when things get tough between your work and your marriage? One thing that works for you, if you'll share that with us on our storyline, I'll tell you what, I'd love to send you the One Thing wristband as a thank you, but also as a challenge for the next 21 days or 30 days to continue that one thing for your marriage and your work. Share your story at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and then come on over to theintentionallife.com. Make sure after that you put in /WB for wristband, because that's the only way to get into that that part of the site to request the wristband. So theintentionallife.com/WB. Today, finding that balance. It's difficult, but you can do it with God's help and being intentional.
He sends me a text every morning and say, I love you, have a great day.
My one thing is to ensure that my wife feels loved and secure each and every day, just to know that I'm there to help her.
My one thing is to love my husband like God loves me unconditionally.
My husband works a split shift, and so between shifts, right before he has to go back to work for his second shift of the day, he always gives me a quick call if it's just a quick, I love you and I'll see you tonight. And I love that.
Those are good practical things, keeping a spark alive in your marriage. Virgil is in Georgia. Hi there, Virgil. Welcome to the program.
How you doing there, Dr. Wick Randy?
Doing well. Appreciate your call. How do you balance this thing, Virgil, of work and marriage?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I want to learn how to balance this with work and marriage. I don't work because I'm disabled, but my wife works, and she is a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that put a lot of stress on her dealing with her job and dealing with the kids. And I'm the one that have the issue because I don't get the opportunity to do things with her, to spend time with her. And there's times I be want her to be with me, be a part of that. But she be so stressed because of all the work that she has to do for her job.
Well, are you working? Can you work at all, Virgil, or are you totally disabled?
No, I have had 2 bite surgeries, so I'm disabled 100%. Uh-huh. I'm not able to work.
Well, your wife teaches. Are you able to work around the house and help out with things there?
Yes, I'm able. I do all the cooking, the house cleaning, and most of the clothes.
Well, what do you guys enjoy
doing? Anything,
Virgil? What do the two of you enjoy doing together? What's one thing the two of you enjoy?
We enjoy going to church together. We enjoy visiting the kids, and having the grandkids around.
Uh-huh.
We enjoy, maybe going out to eat every so often.
Well, Virgil, listen, I'll tell you, every situation is different, and I understand that. Every story I ever hear from people is unique to that person, and in their minds, unique to them. But I will tell you, there's some life principles from the Intentional Living Center that we believe. We make our lives in terms of the priorities that we set and then intentionally living them out. It's a decision that we make. Every human being on the planet gets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. The princes and captains of the world and the president of the United States get the same amount of time as a school teacher or I do or anybody else. And so we have to make a decision in terms of the priorities of our life. And that's not always easy. There's always a balancing act that goes on. But I will tell you this, unless we are intentional with how we manage the clock, which frankly we don't manage because the clock just keeps moving, there's not a thing I can do to stop it. Really, we're talking about managing ourselves. And when we get to a place to manage ourselves, I'll tell you, huge things start to open up to us. So I would encourage you, Virgil, you and your wife, sit down and talk about it. Just say, hey, you know, we're stressed at work and you're stressed at home and you've got some limitations. What are the things we can do? But one of the things we will do is have what I call planned spontaneity. If we don't put it into the calendar, it won't happen. If we don't plan ahead, we're going to miss it and it won't happen. So that's the strategy I'd do. I'd sit down and pull out the calendar, my friend there in Georgia, and I'd say, hey, we're going to start taking control of our lives and not let everybody else take control of our lives. It's a decision you make. Join us. What do you think in terms of balancing work and marriage? How do you do it intentionally? 888-888-1717.
Do you ever see yourself saying, I've got to just work one or two more hours, or I need to take this home? Is it becoming more and more frequent? If so, you might be a workaholic. You know, it's easy to fall into that trap of doing more and more and more. Unfortunately, people that do that are not looked at as leaders. They're not prioritizing. They're not delegating when appropriate. And you know, you've got a life. That's what makes you interesting. Go home. See your family. Stay connected to your friends and your community. That's what makes you a valued person and employee. Remember, this is a whole life. Be intentional about it. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
Here's how your attitude determines your job success. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. As a teenager, I took a few flying lessons and I learned that one of the six main gauges is the attitude indicator, which gives the pilot a clear picture of the aircraft's relative position to the earth. In other words, is the plane climbing or descending? Is it heading up or down? Our attitude will determine our destination. Apostle Paul says, "Be made new in the attitude of your minds," Ephesians 4:23. Our thinking is the source of our attitude. Our thinking will either lift or lower our lives. Here's one thing for success. Change your thinking, change your attitude, and you'll end up in a better place.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day.
And let me just add to what Kurt was saying there, that we make this available because we believe strongly in this concept of, you know, living in the moments. And attitude is certainly an example of that. This is just one day's sample of the Intentional Living Minute, where I'm teaching on this fact that our attitude matters. It lifts or lowers, as I said, and it's true. And the reason we send that out around the world is because someone that day needs that word for that moment in terms of the relationship with those they love. So if you would like to receive the Intentional Living Minute to your email every day, you can ask for it. As Kurt just said, just come on over to theintentionallife.com/minute, and we'll get you signed up and get that to you. Again, come on over to theintentionallife.com/minute, and you can register or sign up to get the Intentional Living Minute today.
By yourself?
Yeah, because it's wave season, the time when people are booking their cruises for this summer.
Wave season?
It's happening right now, and I just booked our cabin for the Intentional Living Alaska cruise this summer.
Well then, all I can say is, woo!
Rooms are filling up fast for the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise, June 12th through the 19th. You'll be encouraged by teaching from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
You know, now more than ever, we need encouragement. We're going to come together and hear stories and encouragement from each other and grow as we travel together on this cruise.
You'll also enjoy times of worship with Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. But God. Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, that's Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. He and his wife, Candace, will be joining my wife, Donna, and myself on the June 12th through 19th cruise to Alaska. Just saying that makes me feel good. I'm looking forward to the breath of fresh air, enjoying these inside passage and seeing the glaciers and the wildlife and the beauty of Alaska, getting a chance to get off the ship at different spots along the way and tour the sights and the scenery. And then when we're on board at sea, we're going to have fellowship together, eating together, have times of worship together. Mike is going to be leading us, Big Daddy Weave, in worship. His wife and himself will be teaching a little bit. I'm teaching during the week as we get a chance to talk about intentional living and what the scripture teaches. It's going to be for your marriage, for your life, for your family. And then Evan Carlson, our ministry president, will be sharing with us as well. He and his wife will be on the cruise. So we're looking forward to having times of fellowship and getting together and growing and learning and laughing and just having a great time. So the 2022 cruise to Alaska from Intentional Living, don't miss it. As I've mentioned, we do have limited space as far as our cabin availability, and we're seeing that people are starting to get serious about signing up now because they know this is the time to do so. Don't miss out. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and then find out about the cruise today. Boy, we'd love to have you come and be a part of it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And we are at Intentional Living Center and having a great time today. We're talking about work and marriage balance, and you're welcome to join us online. Join the discussion at theintentionallife.com. Shelley is in Michigan. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. How do you balance this thing of work and marriage?
Well, my husband's a surgeon. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we've been married 24 years. But about 16 years ago, we actually heard a talk on the radio about praying specifically against being tempted in your marriage. And I thought it was kind of silly because I thought my husband and I are too in love to ever be tempted. And I brought it up to my husband, and we decided to start to pray every single morning together for our marriage and against temptation. And since he's a surgeon and hours are long and early, I said, I will get up any time in the morning whenever you're about to leave for work. And I promise I will be awake. I will sit up and we will pray before you go to work. So we started that 16 years ago. And so we now pray every morning before he leaves to go to work. And we've now expanded that. We pray for our marriage, but we also actually take 5 days a week and pray for something specific every day, whether it be government or extended family, friends, things like that. And we do that every morning, and I can't tell you the myriad of blessings that have come from that. And I'm just, even if it's 5 minutes, but it's every single morning.
Well, share a little bit. How do you think that's impacted you? What are some practical things you've seen as a result of doing that?
Since we pray specifically for things, for instance, my husband had some situations at work that he works for a really big university hospital. And there are certain things that are kind of set in stone with, you know, thousands of people. And my husband is having some issues with changing his schedule and how things worked at the university hospital. And I said, well, we need to start praying because this is not working for how you function. And he said, do you really think that my little prayer would be bigger than this huge university hospital and how we, you know, and how I function and how I want to perform in my job? And I said, do you really think that God's not bigger than, you know, this university system? I said, he's like this huge God, and he cares about your prayers and how, you know, happy you are in your job and how you function there. And so we started praying every single day, not just for him and contentment at work and that things would kind of shift around for him and his schedule, but we also started praying for his boss directly and his boss's boss and his boss's boss.
Huh.
And
wow.
That was about 10 years ago. And I can't begin to tell you the blessings at work and how his department at work has changed, how they've hired more Christian physicians, how just his schedule has changed to work better for how he thinks and how he functions. And when they run into crisis modes, how to be specifically prayed for the people above him, how situations have actually changed. And when some bad things have happened, we've prayed specifically about those things, and we've had very, very, very specific answers to our prayers, to the point that it happens sometimes within days, exactly what we prayed. Wow. And so when you pray for certain people for 10 years by name every day, it's amazing when something bad starts happening, how you can pray differently for them, and then God answers your prayer very specifically. And I'm not being super specific here, because I kind of don't want to name names.
Right.
But,
no, that's understandable.
But, I mean, miracles have actually come from it, and it's just a great blessing to our lives.
That's fantastic.
Just a faithful prayer. That's it.
Well, Shelley, you got a busy family, and we know surgeons in particular. I mean, they got schedules that are hard to keep, and the fact that you make it work and set a priority for your marriage in the middle of this busyness and hectic schedule is evidence of the fact that no matter what we're doing, what our businesses are, no matter what our activities are, we make a decision of what our priorities are, and we set them, and then we live them. That's being intentional, and you certainly get the gold star for being intentional with that today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Keep listening there, Shelley.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Fantastic. From Michigan to Florida. Let's go to Sean in Florida. Hey there, Sean. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good. How do you balance work and marriage?
Well, you know, it's not easy. For a long time, you know, I was in the military for a while, and I got in the mentality where you just kind of keep giving and giving and giving, and of course, they keep asking more. And eventually, one day, I kind of had an epiphany, and I asked myself the same thing I ask other people who are struggling with that. I said, what would you do if they quit paying you? And the answer is, well, I'd quit going. And, that's when I kind of had this, my three laws of work and home life. And that is, when I'm at work, I work. And when I'm at home, I don't. And, my work doesn't pay me to do nothing, and I don't do anything unless they pay me. And then the third and most important one is I work to live, and I live to work. Or correction, I work to live, not live to work. And that's the most important part, at least for my family. So,
and what difference has that made? How has that helped you?
Well, when I go home after work, whether it's a stressful day or an uneventful day or, whatever has happened, I try to compartmentalize and leave work there.
Yeah.
It was easier when I had a commute. Now I got like a 5-minute commute, so it's a little harder. But, I'll get home and eventually, I may kind of decompress and vent at my wife or to my wife. And, at some point in the conversation, she'll say, are you at work or are you at home?
I'll tell you where, Sean, it really becomes an issue for people who work together. Couples, that's a whole nother show here. Working together, family businesses, keeping, as I say, the boardroom out of the bedroom, because that creates so much tension. But keeping work at work and home at home, I know it's difficult and impossible for some, but I'll tell you, the more we can do that, the better off we're going to be. Talking about managing and balancing work and marriage intentionally.
Hi, this is Denise in Phoenix, Arizona. I had a 60 to 70 hour a week job that was overwhelming me. I couldn't keep up with the house. I couldn't keep up with paying the bills on time just because I was so overworked. A blessing in disguise. I was laid off. The good thing is I'm able to take care of my house. I'm able to take care of the bills. And our finances are no longer out of control because now I can take the time and get back to basics and actually spend time every day in the Word. So thank you for your program.
Glad to do it. Intentional living is a way of looking at life. It's a pathway to success at the things that matter most. And as I said at the beginning of the program here, we're not talking about salvation. God doesn't love you more because you're intentional. There's going to be a lot of people who don't go to heaven, frankly, who are very intentional. And there's a lot who will go to heaven who are not intentional. So we're talking about living our lives intentionally in Christ. And there's the key. It's in Christ. Because intentional living is a universal principle. It works for everybody. But because of God's intentional love for us, man, when we choose to live intentionally in our marriage and our family, the things that matter most makes a huge difference. It's a decision we make. And that's why we're talking about balance today in marriage. Okay, Vivian, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. How do you? What's your comment today on this?
Well, my husband and I are very busy. We both have our own businesses, plus I work part-time for others. And so we have an attitude of gratitude for the time that we can be together. And like your other caller, we start each morning together in prayer. We kind of pray for our day so we know what's going on. But then we do things that we have to do in the attitude of wanting to be together, such as a date. And that would include, like, grocery shopping. Both of us hate to go grocery shopping, but you have to go shopping or else you don't have any food. So we will try to go together and make it an event where we can have fun. Maybe one of us does the shopping while the other one looks at the coupon pile, you know. But we take a task and we make it into a date. And we do a lot of things with our church, Bible studies and outreaches. And again, we just turn those into time together that we are appreciative of, and we treat them like a date with each other instead of a chore or a task or something else that could just add to the burdens of our already busy schedules.
Yeah, good for you. Listen, I'll tell you, so many couples who run into this dilemma of being stressed and so on, and I hear back, I don't have enough time, we don't have time to engage with each other and so on. When you start to look at their schedule and you dissect it, you see the amount of time given to nonsensical things, frankly. Just blowing off, sitting in front of a television to a mindless show, or doing things that really don't build any time together and intimacy. And everybody's going to be different. Some couples, my wife and I, we like to walk together. We just, you know, spend time doing that. We walk this morning, give us a chance to talk, enjoy nature, and see the sun get going for the day. Others, you know, may have time, you're going to read together, or any number of things that you can do. But it's a decision that we make, and it's a decision, if we're not intentional about it, I'll tell you, life will eat you up and spit you out, because life is full of a lot of stuff. But when we get to a point where we decide to be intentional in the way, not only the way we think, but the way that we behave toward each other, it can revolutionize your marriage. So I would ask the question, as you think about this topic today, what one thing are you doing during this next month to build priority into your marriage? And I know we all have excuses why we've got other things that are more important, but I'd ask you, what's most valuable? Life is short, and I hope you're putting your priorities into a place you look back later and say, wow, we did that right. We did it in a way that was very intentional.
I'm a working married mother, and I tend to bring my work home with me as just my frustration that it just takes its toll on me at work. So my way of trying to live the intentional life is to leave my work and my problems at work and pray about them before I get to work, and just know that my home is a comfort zone and they're waiting at home for me. So that's one thing I need to work on, is just leave my problems at work and just pray that, you know, everything is good at home. That's what we live for. That's what we work for, is the family life. Thank you. And I do need your prayer. Bye-bye.
Well, many of us will be praying for you, because we're all in the same boat. I always picture this teeter-totter. Remember when you were kids? I don't see teeter-totters as much in the playgrounds, do you? When I think about it, slides and swings, but not teeter-totters. But, you know, they have that balance point. And once you think you got the balance set, someone shifts on the other end, and then you're out of balance. And so finding balance between work and home is a constant, I believe, a lifelong battle, as long as you're the type of person that is engaged. Because you can be out of balance in any direction, but seeking that balance, seeking God's direction, being intentional in the process is really a part of what we're hoping you'll get today, as we're talking about making work in your marriage, because there's a balance. You can either be too much one direction or too much the other, but having shared vision, shared direction. And one of the ways I think you really measure this thing, when you think about this work balance thing, is to sit down and talk about it. Because your spouse will be good at saying, hey, we're in balance, we're out of balance, really checking in with each other on a regular basis. All right, don't go away. I got some more things to share with you in just a minute. Just two things.
First of all, decide on one thing that needs intentional living in your life. I typed that up and Donna looked at it and said, that doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, it really doesn't when you read it that way, but the point I'm trying to make is this. What in your life and what in my life do we need to be more intentional with? And then secondly, here it is. We're talking about these two things, right? These two lines. And then do one thing in the moments of your life to fulfill that intention for God's glory and for your benefit. That is intentional living. You know, I was thinking about, as I was listening to that clip from the teaching this month for our intentional living community, how moments can change our life. If I were to ask you to share a moment in your life that changed your life, many of you would come up with it. It could be the moment you had that diagnosis of cancer, or a heart attack, or lost a job, or your spouse announced that they were leaving the marriage, or maybe it was an accident. It could be any number of things, but moments do matter. Our life becomes a series of moments. We can manage some, we can't manage all for sure. But I'll tell you what, the reason I did the teaching this month on moments matter is to help us make better decisions in the moment, because intentional living comes down to two things. What is God's intention for my life? Do I understand it? Then in turn, how am I going to respond in the moment of life? When my wife Donna needs something from me, what's my attitude going to be? When I have to make a decision about a moral decision or a financial decision or a relational decision, how am I going to respond in that moment? That's what matters. And today, as we've been talking about this balance in marriage and work, and I hope you found it very helpful, it still comes back to these moments. How do we manage the moments in our marriage? How do we manage the moments in our work? And I would love to have you tell me one thing that's helped you. I'll tell you, and if you do, if you'll tell me one thing that you have worked on or one thing that you'd love to commit to today, I want to send you my One Thing wristband, the same one that I wear as a way of saying thanks. Now, we got a little two-step process. We want to hear the audio. We want to hear your story. Take a moment and share it with us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And then come on over to our website at theintentionallife.com. Make sure you put in that forward slash sign and then WB for wristband, theintentionallife.com/WB. And we'll send it to you as a way of not only saying thanks, but also to challenge you on your journey of living intentionally in Christ over these next 21 or 30 days to build that new habit. Will you do that? Boy, we'd love to hear from you. Hey, listen, thank you for joining me today. I want to thank Stephen Davis and our entire Intentional Living team for all the work that goes on, and promise that we'll be back next time with more Intentional Living.